Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Bickley and Murata, live from the Phoenix Convention Center at Meteor Row.
Yeah, it is Bickley and Murata mornings on this Monday from downtown Phoenix, Phoenix Convention Center. Lots of football to talk about this week, but obviously lots of basketball to talk about this week, maybe in terms of what happens with the Phoenix Suns and other teams on the trade front. But big trade going down yesterday. Kyrie Irving going to the Dallas Mavericks here to talk about it. ESPN NBA front office insider Bobby Marks, who joins us on the Arizona Sports Line. Bobby, good morning. Thanks for making time for us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good. The Friday bombshell, another trade request from Kyrie Irving. It happens on Sunday. He goes to Dallas. We heard rumors of other reports, and maybe the Suns were interested. But just your overall thoughts, your reaction to this trade going down and how Kyrie potentially fits with the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, I mean, it gives the Mavericks a swinging chance. I mean, puncher's chance. I think how open the Western Conference is. I don't think there's, maybe outside of Denver, there's probably not one dominant team. I think you could put Phoenix up there when Devin gets back and they're healthy. But I think if you're from Dallas's perspective, they're looking at it, there's a window with Luka on this roster to try to upgrade. And if it doesn't work out, Irving's a free agent in the offseason, and you can retool, you can retool the roster around, either in free agency or in trades, and you've got that financial flexibility. And I thought for Brooklyn that you basically just get you just run out of options here with him. I mean, it's been 4 years of something every season. The Dallas package was probably the best that was offered compared to the other three teams. I know we've heard the name Chris Paul mentioned there, but I think from Brooklyn's perspective, you get three draft picks, you get two players that are under contract. Not just for this year. You could potentially move one of those guys in another deal before Thursday here, and you're trying to do your best to put a roster, a competitive, stay in the top four and put a competitive roster with Kevin Durant on your team.
Now, as you know, Bobby, because we've been talking about you, about Kevin Durant and the Suns with you since last summer when this became a front burner issue. It has been a wild time for Suns fans. We've got a new owner coming in. Nobody knows what he's going to be looking for. It's nobody quite knows what to expect from this basketball team that's been up and down, which is a long way of getting to the question, are you surprised the Suns were interested in Kyrie Irving, given that they've been so foundationally built on chemistry? And are you surprised that Chris Paul's name was leaked as a possible trade candidate in it all?
No, I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, we've heard Phoenix being linked to Fred VanVleet, and I think you're probably looking at it. How do we upgrade the point guard position? Chris has got two more years left, and it's not fully guaranteed. Irving is certainly younger. He's a better player. Certainly the risk comes with signing him, to a long-term deal. I think for Phoenix perspective, you don't have the flexibility to go out and get Kyrie as a free agent. You don't have the flexibility to go out and get a guy like Fred VanVleet in free agency. And the trade route is your best way to do it.
Bobby Marks, NBA front office insider from ESPN, our guest here on Bickley and Murata mornings. The fact, Bobby, that the Suns were in on Kyrie and that information did come out, are you kind of bracing yourself for the Suns to be incredibly active before the deadline, or at least try to be? I was under the impression leading up to it that it might be a quiet trade deadline, especially considering the ownership shift is happening the day before the deadline. But who knows with what happened yesterday? Do you think the Suns will be active?
I do. I mean, I think similar to what we saw with Dallas. I think teams look at where the West is right now. There's a golden opportunity if there's a deal out there and it costs you picks to upgrade your roster, and it gives you a better chance to win a championship right now. Just based on where Golden State is, I mean, Memphis has not played well. I mean, you look at Sacramento, Dallas, Lakers, all those other teams are they're not championship level right now here. So, yeah, I think I think the ownership situation, there's probably a little bit more clarity there as far as doing deals and taking back money. I think certainly, with the Jake Crowder situation, I'd be stunned if he's on the roster past February 9th. And then you look at, you've got a lot of expiring contracts. You've got that Chris Paul contract. You've got all your draft picks to go out and make a deal here. So, If you asked me a month ago, I'd say yes. Phoenix would probably just do Crowder and you know, some marginal things. I think they're actively looking. You know, as I said, you know, it could be a little bit of a point guard shuffle here with you know, some of the names that's been mentioned.
Do you how do you think Kevin Durant is going to react in the short term? Do you think he asks out in the immediate? Do you think he waits and plays it out until after the season's over? Where do you think that piece is going in all of it?
I'd be surprised in the next 2 or 3 days that Kevin Durant goes to the front office or ownership and asked to be traded like he did in late June. I think for Durant, it's probably, you know, he's not on the court, you know, so he's not going to be on the court for probably at least another week here. I think for him, it's probably, all right, let's see what we do. I think it's critical for what Brooklyn does next in the next 3 days. Do they parlay the three draft picks that they have, first round picks, into something else? So I think you're probably in kind of in a little bit of a holding pattern, and what transpires the rest of the season, can they get out of the first round? And then we probably revisit Durant again in June, you know, if the ceiling for this team is limited.
Bobby Marks from ESPN, our guest here on Arizona Sports. When you look at teams that could really influence what happens before the deadline or at the deadline, I think the usual suspects are Toronto. Everybody's looking at the pieces that they have. Maybe Chicago to a lesser degree. Am I forecasting that right? Is there another team maybe you'd put in that mix that could be really active in terms of unloading assets?
Yeah, I mean, you're probably looking at Charlotte. I mean, they're kind of sitting in the bottom of the standing. So, you know, probably not the names that Toronto has, but, you know, whether it be Terry Rozier and Kelly Oubre, you guys know or are familiar with. Mason Plumlee is another name here. The hard part is that the teams that are sitting in the bottom, maybe, you know, Houston, Eric Gordon, like, you know, for Detroit, there's not much of as an incentive to move off players because there's a priority to win next year, whether it be a guy like Bojan Bogdanovic here. So certainly, certainly Toronto, you circle, you know, to keep an eye on with Van Vliet, Gary Trent Jr., OG Anunoby, another guy that's been rumored here. You know, Memphis is going to be interesting, not really as a seller, but, I mean, they are not playing good basketball at all. I mean, their roster is a little bit funky here, and can they make a deal? They've got all their draft picks, Danny Green, you know, players, Dylan Brooks, players like that. You know, is there a deal out there for them to make?
All right, and when you look at the Western Conference, what do you make of it in sum? And I know that there's a lot of contingency plans out there. People wonder if the Lakers will get anything together, the Warriors with Steph's injury. How wide open does the West look to you, given its current status?
It's as wide open as I've seen it in a long time. It really is. I mean, Denver has probably been really the only consistent team out there. Their body of work shows it. I mean, we were talking about New Orleans, I guess, a month or two ago, and, you know, they're sitting at number three, and now they're like at 10, you know. And you go on a losing streak out west, you could go from 4 to 9 in a week here. And that's why I think for teams, it's like just get to, you know, stay healthy, get to April in one piece. If there's a deal out there to increase the roster, let's go out and do it. I think Phoenix is in a good spot. I really do. I know they struggled when, you know, the injuries hit with Devin and Ayton, and Chris was out a little bit. But I think once you get Devin back, I think if you go on a little bit of run, I think this roster can get you into the into the top four, top five in the Western Conference.
All right, Bobby, I started with a Kyrie question. I'll end with a Kyrie question.
Sure.
He's not under contract for next year, so there's obviously a great deal of risk involved with Dallas, because you just never know really what's going through Kyrie's head. How do you kind of size up the long-term possibilities of Kyrie signing with Dallas after this year?
I would be surprised if it's anything past, if it's 3 years or more. I really would be. I think for the Mavericks perspective, I think a 2-year deal, it basically aligns where how their books are, and they've got flexibility when the new TV deal comes into place. Kyrie Irving for 4 months is great. Kyrie Irving for another year is fine. I think once you get into the length of a contract, it's hard for me to, you know, trust him from a reliability standpoint here. So I think that's going to be the big thing, right? Like, is it going to be Dallas? It will be the Lakers here, but it's just, I said it on Friday, he's the, he's an all-star, he's an all-NBA player, and he's a max player, but he's a max player on a year-to-year basis, and there's a reason why there's been a track record, you know, the last 6 or 7 years with him.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, a max player on a year-to-year basis. Bobby, thanks so much. We know you're in demand after news like that this week, so we appreciate you coming on the show.
You got it, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider, joining us on the Arizona Sports Line.